The manufacturer of the EpiPen said today that it'll introduce a cheaper generic version of its popular allergy drug. People who use the life-saving injection are outraged at its cost, which has increased 500% since 2009. The company, Mylan, sells a two-pack of EpiPens for around $600. The new generic version will cost about half that. And joining us now to talk more about this is Jill Schlesinger, CBS News business analyst and host of Jill on Money. Hi, Jill.
Hello.
And remind us of the backstory here and how all of this anger against Mylan got started.
Well, Mylan acquired the EpiPen back in 2007. This is a severe allergy treatment. It's not a new thing, actually. It's decades old. At that time, pharmacies were paying about $100 for a two-pen set, and as you said, up 500%, over $600. Now, when this initially hit, Mylan blamed high-deductible insurance plans. They said, that's the problem here. Here's a coupon. We'll make it work. But it really started to gather a lot of steam, catching the attention of lawmakers. And there was also a petition online to stop the EpiPen price gouging. Got about 50,000 signatures, so the story would not die.
And at the center of the story was Mylan's CEO, Heather Bresch, who, by the way, is the daughter of Senator Joe Manchin of West Virginia. She's taking a lot of heat because, for one thing, her salary has gone up significantly as the price of the EpiPen has increased.
Yeah, you know, it's interesting. Sales of EpiPens make up about $1 billion in revenue a year. So you could see how a pharmaceutical company would say, hey, let's start raising the price from $100 higher because it just keeps making money for them. Bresch's compensation up, get this, over 670%. So sales, so we had the price up 500%, her money, her comp up 670% between 2007 and 2015. I think that a lot of people are just kind of waiting to see. She could get hauled before a congressional subcommittee and questioned. And we know that's a terrible place for a CEO to be. And we don't know whether this PR storm is going to die down anytime soon.
And meanwhile, the generic drug that Mylan says now that it's going to be introducing is still quite expensive.
Yeah, $300. So, I mean, honestly, you know, you went from $100, $300. That's still triple the price it was in 2007. You know, I don't know. There's got to be some sweet spot where the company can make money on something that it acquired, spent a bunch of money acquiring. But there's also a public health part of this, which is how many people are using the drug and who's affected by this. You may remember that we had a similar conversation about certain cancer treatments that had ballooned,
right,
and they were old treatments. So there's a lot of people using this. I think that there's going to be some action on this, especially because of how many people are involved.
And if the company is going to offer a generic version of the EpiPen, does that open the market up to competitors to put out a similar product?
You know, in this, it might have in different cases. In this particular one, Mylan doesn't actually face some immediate generic threat. There are other companies that are looking for opportunities, but not so much yet. We had a generic version from another drug company rejected by the FDA earlier, but maybe now there's going to be a little more action, other people coming in. We know that the more competition there is, the more generic opportunities there are for people who have these health conditions, the better it is for consumers.
And meanwhile, just an outrageous story, and people can read more about it at our website, hereandnow.org. Jill Schlesinger, CBS News business analyst and host of Jill on Money, thanks as always.
Great to be with you.